Some people claim they can smell a storm coming, and there is some evidence that they just might be telling the truth. More on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Back to programming in a minute, but first, listen to this. Since the New York Mint is releasing to the public classic U.S. gold coins, there's a number you can call for free historical information and a free DVD. But first, it says that during the Great Depression, people were clamoring for gold coins because no one wanted to face economic turbulence without the security of gold. The government finally took them out of circulation, and a government meltdown was ordered. That's why most of us have never even seen a classic U.S. gold coin. But recently, a stash was discovered in Europe, gleaming U.S. gold coins minted between 1866 and 1933, all uncirculated. It says the New York Mint is releasing them to the public on a first-come, first-served basis when you call, here it is, 1-800-905-6928. Wouldn't that be amazing to hold U.S. history? Okay, if you want that free historical information and the free collector's DVD, the number to call is 1-800-905-6928. 1-800-905-6928.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, May 30th, the 151st day of the year. Winona Judd has a birthday, and the first 500-mile auto race at the Brickyard in Indianapolis took place on this day 101 years ago. You've heard people say it smells like rain, and a breeze may carry the fragrance of a nearby farm, but can we really smell the weather? Many people, for example, can detect the smell of ozone during an electrical storm. Warm, humid air enhances our sense of smell, so more fragrance grass or flowers could mean an increasing chance of rain. Likewise, we perceive cooler, drier air as having a clean or fresh scent. That absence of odors generally means continued fair weather. It's a very inexact science, of course, but you might just sniff out some weather clues. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.